Tell me when. Says we're recording. So I'd like to welcome everybody to the September 8th regular meeting of the Board of Commissioners for the Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District. We are beginning our regular session. I would like to call to order with a roll call.
Commissioner Newman?
Here.
Commissioner Bowman?
Here.
Commissioner Marks?
Here.
And Commissioner Dale. I'm here. Sorry, Commissioner, yeah, Dale.
Yeah. Pledge of Allegiance. Doug, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
It's been a long time.
It starts with I.
I can just say I.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, sir. Brian, would you like to report out on closed session?
Yes, there was no reportable action taken in closed session tonight.
Thank you. So at this point in the meeting, we'd like to ask for any comments on items not on our agenda this evening. If you would like to comment on items not on our agenda, please signify by raising your hand, speaking out, or notifying us of your willingness to speak. I see none as well. So we're going to move on to consent calendar.
I move to adopt the consent calendar.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Larry?
Commissioner Newman? Commissioner Coleman?
Yes.
Commissioner Marks?
Yes.
And President Dale?
Yes. All right, communications reports. Take it away.
So we, yesterday we gave a tour of the Redwood Marine Terminal 2, really focused on a couple of things. President Dale was there and talked about oysters, the oyster industry. Rob really focused on the offshore wind industry. And, you know, I kind of talked about the variety of other projects and long-term plannings that we've been working on. There were three foundations that came into town. And so it was a good opportunity to kind of showcase what we were doing in Humboldt. And I think it was pretty well received. This morning, there was a congressional hearing on the offshore West Coast offshore wind industry. And so I was assisted with kind of drafting some testimony on that Long Beach prepared. And so included in the congressional record is mentions our project, Humboldt Bay, and it was repeatedly brought up on the congressional hearing about the need to develop Humboldt Bay and coordinate with other West Coast ports as we go to develop the offshore wind industry. The CAPA has asked me to kind of help to organize the ports and to begin to get kind of a coalition of West Coast ports to kind of support each other as the offshore wind industry goes to fruition over the course of the next year or so. And so we're going to be working with LA, Long Beach, San Diego, San Francisco, and a few of the other ports to kind of come up with a consolidated strategy for West Coast funding and other things so we can really try to help the state to achieve its energy reduction goals. And then later this month, I'm on the CMAC and their meeting is taking place. And it really is a good opportunity to meet with the Army Corps and some other entities. And that's taking place later on this month. And so I wanted to thank Richard for initially introducing me to that group. It's been a very helpful organization. We've also been working with the unions and discussing on the project labor agreement that the board gave us direction to do. I've met with a few people, met again today on that topic. And then we've also been working on basically the 1091 relocation, the vessel that used to be on the city of Eureka side and is now at Redwood Marine Terminal 1. We've been meeting with that group and really starting to make some progress on what is going to happen, and have really sort of established a deadline that we have to really have a plan to remove that, and that would have all the permits in place really by the end of this next year. And it's going to be here before we know it. And so we're anticipating that there's going to be an item that's going to be on your next agenda that we can really begin to have a dialogue on what we're going to do on the 1091 in particular. And so that is kind of my general staff report. I wanted to turn it over to Chris, are you next?
I think I am. So just a brief report from facilities this time. May I borrow the mouse? Thank you. Sorry, I'm doing the computer tonight as well, so please bear with me. So this is our facilities report for September. I just want to note, there's some beautiful jellyfish out in the marina this time of year. We've been getting some fantastic sightings and had some fun videos.
That's Janice jellyfish, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
They're beautiful, and they really are. Here at Whidley Island Marina, we have our position in the evenings that we experimented with. So as you know, we brought on a temporary worker to work a swing shift. It's received incredible positive remarks from tenants and visitors of the island and the restaurant next door. So we've now made that a 5-day a week position. It'll be Tuesday through Saturday from 3:30 in the afternoon till 12 midnight. So we're excited to have John Marciano in that role, and he's doing a fantastic job for us. We completed the gangway resurfacing, which we started last year and we're not able to complete due to weather. And then we've resumed our weldment work. So Scott Fuller, one of our harbor maintenance worker threes, is back on the island working on the weldments, either repairing or replacing. Out at Redwood Ranger, whoops, I skipped one. This is the most important one of the night. So you got to be careful when you open the trash can around here. We recently had, if you count there, there's seven. There was actually eight, a family of raccoons that got down in our trash can. Of course, when you get down in the middle of the trash can, there's no way out, but the good boys here at the district put a stick in there so they could climb their way out. So thought you'd enjoy that. At Redwood Marine Terminal 1, this is our fisherman's terminal. We rebuilt the hoist drive and pivot bearings in it recently. We came in about 2 weeks ago and found it askew. So that's redone and rebuilt. We replaced quite a bit of damaged fencing. As you know, because of the condition of this dock, we give just a driveway and a small landing area shoreside. We did those upgrades. We replaced the electrical switchgear once again for our feed that supplies the three-phase power to Redwood Marine Terminal 1. And so I just wanted to thank you to the fishermen, those that use this terminal. They've been quite gracious as we've had two major power outages. We had some significant damage out in our secure area on the dock, and then we lost our hoist for about a week, 10 days. But they were fantastic, and they really cooperated well with us. We're continuing to keep the King Salmon Recreation Area mode. This is something else that's gone over extremely well with the residents. The calls on this have far exceeded the calls that we typically would receive for complaints in that area. And so we're going to continue. This is a recurring maintenance item. It's just another shot of it. Those were two different mowings this past season. Finally, we have a challenge out on Vance Avenue. And I just wanted to document this and share it with you. We've been working with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office about potential abatement here while respecting the individual. But when we don't take action on certain issues that go around, these are the results of them. This particular one began in February of this past year. The occupant is one person. There are five dogs typically unleashed. To date, we've removed approximately 13 yards of trash. When these things go unmanaged, this is what happens. This is probably 500 feet down the road on a recent Saturday morning. This is another 500 to 750 feet down the road on the same Saturday morning. And then this is further down the road where we partner with Friends of the Dunes to patrol the area. And this is down adjacent to their property. Keep in mind, this is one Saturday morning. So when we don't manage these assets, or we aren't given the resources to manage these assets, this is what happens. We're being absolutely respectful of the individuals and their circumstance, but we just can't allow the trash and the property nuisances to continue. They're just a little bit more than somebody trying to find a place for the day. So I do want to give a shout out to ZNZ Marine. When the Dolos was moved to Mattaket Plaza, there was also boulders that remained in the landscape there at the former Chamber of Commerce office. Mr. Zerling was able to secure those, and they're now placed along these areas with the exception of the motorhome and the opening slide to prevent further actions on our property. Next month, we'll be bringing to you, I believe, a resolution that will allow us some strength to abate these actions when they happen. So, and we do thank the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. Well, even though that to date they've been unsuccessful in helping us remove this, they have been very kind to work with us and to help patrol the area and intervene when needed. But we would like to ultimately abate the motorhome.
I think we'll write a letter.
That would be fantastic.
I think we should have some correspondence with them, official correspondence, asking for some assistance.
Great.
So we'll make that happen this week.
Thank you. That's my report.
Are you sure?
You could ask people, are people online able to see the screen?
No, just you all. We're just seeing
are
the commission.
Are people online able to hear us?
I can. I don't.
This one should be okay.
You are
screen. Oh, sorry.
Why was sharing the commission, not just this slide here?
All right.
You good, Chris?
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna
go. Rob, go.
All right. Well, there's only one mouse, two people. All right. Will that work, Chris? Okay. Baywater intake permits. We've got ongoing communication with agencies. Everything's proceeding as planned. Word from BOEM is still that they're on track for the end of this year to do the lease for the Humboldt and Morro Bay call areas. We did a NGO site tour of the multipurpose terminal, the wind project, with Epic Baykeeper, Resource Legacy Fund, and Surfrider Foundation about a month ago. And did a multi-agency, well, this wasn't a site tour, it was a virtual meeting with 45 individual attendees, 11 state and federal agencies. And then yesterday, as Director Ocker mentioned, various foundations site tour. So that was 20 plus individuals, Humboldt Area Foundation, Wild Rivers Foundation, Jamers, Irvine, Hewlett, Bayshore Global, Blue Lake Rancheria, Schatz Energy Research Center, and Cal Poly Humboldt, and RCAA and RCAA.
Core.
And the core.
Coast Guard.
Oh, Coast Guard. But the core,
core hub.
Core hub, yes.
Yeah. Visiting in-laws in New England, I had a chance to go to New Bedford, Massachusetts wind terminal, and was able to link up with them. We had a couple of virtual meetings since then, and they're going to be the first operational wind terminal on the East Coast. So that's a really good connection for us. Also visited Provport in Rhode Island, and that's just there's a lot of really big things going on there. That was a good site visit for that one as well. And then Chris and I today met with New Jersey Windport, which is a 200-plus acre, very similar to our project in a lot of different respects, and they're just under construction. So they're 2-3 years ahead of us, but remarkable similarities to our project. So that's another really great connection there with them. We're doing ongoing collaboration with Caltrans to explore eelgrass mitigation planning. Bar pilot recruitment's still underway. Doug could probably speak about this way more than I can. Spartana Caltrans project, the contracting's complete. Implementation planning's underway, and construction is to commence later this year. And that is the development department report.
Thank you. District council? District treasurer, I think?
No report from council tonight.
Chris, if you hit escape, it'll get rid
Commissioner,
of the full screen.
Committee reports. Yes. Commissioner Newman.
I met with
hit escape. I didn't mean to do that.
Along with Commissioner Higgins for a dredging subcommittee meeting last week. Went very well. I think we're about to see some of those ideas. Otherwise, been doing some long lining for black cod, and then we've got a busy night, so we'll move on to the next guy.
Thank you. Mr. Coleman.
Let's see. Well, I was able to meet with some of those same foundation people later on in the afternoon yesterday and had a good meeting, and continues to be a tremendous amount of interest in Humboldt and Humboldt Bay and a lot of work beyond the bay as well. That was interesting to talk about. And earlier, I guess last month, it was able to attend a ceremony for the return of some indigenous land near King Salmon to the Wiat tribe. It was very exciting. And I will be leaving a little early today. I need to leave by about 6:45 to go attend.
Looks like they dropped offline.
It certainly does.
Somehow I became host.
Oh, congratulations.
Such a deal.
I'm trying to let some folks know. I don't know if anyone has better contact. I'm sending a couple of messages. Looks like they're coming back.
They're trying anyway.
Recording in progress.
But they're really not
really supposed to.
I just started.
Have we joined the audio?
It looks like an audio there in the left hand.
Okay.
All right. I see.
Can we do a test and make sure that somebody responsible, maybe Robin, or Natalie or Royal?
You're on with an echo.
I can hear you.
Natalie, can you hear us?
I can, yes. Somebody needs to mute, though, because it's causing an echo. I think the iPhone user, perhaps. There we go. Can you all hear me?
I can hear you.
And if the public can hear us, so we did pause the meeting during this technical.
Unmute your speaker or increase volume to hear other participants. Can somebody from the public please talk for us?
Yeah, what you need?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, we can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
But we can't hear them.
We haven't heard them.
I hear something, but it's kind of mute. They're muffling me.
Yeah, you're coming through loud and clear, but apparently you can't hear us.
Oh, there. No, I could hear that. Oh, no, that's I'm hearing myself. Okay.
Hey there. I'll unmute and have my video on. That way you can see that I'm talking. And
we can hear you, Natalie.
Oh, okay. Great.
Not our typical volume.
Yeah, it's coming. And we're getting quite an echo on, which will be good. Maybe it'll make us shut up a little bit.
Please explain.
Level test.
I'm sorry.
We haven't had an issue ever with our virtual meetings. So
well, somehow when you left, I became host.
Can you turn that one up right there?
And I can stick around a little longer too.
You're just going to a
moment. It's just something I really wanted to go to.
Yeah, I understand.
Not that I need to be a.
An enduro, is that a motorcycle race?
Bicycle, mountain bike.
Oh.
Important stuff.
Yeah, just if I'm not at the volunteer meeting, I won't be able to stand in the right place and someone will crash. But yeah.
Is that a mountain bike?
Yeah.
It is not an option. You know, like three deaths next to yourself or a hundred. Well, maybe Royal can
even sign votes, probably.
Carl's the host?
Yeah, we're a host.
Do you want to sign out and sign back in all the way?
That's bizarre.
I would like to end the meeting now. The puddle will be going.
So we are going to end this meeting right now and ask that you please rejoin and give us 1 minute to get set back up. Before you do that, Chris is going to reset everything and we'll come back in 2 minutes.
Okay, sounds good.
My apologies. Thanks.